Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is November the 29th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible, something we do every day. We take some time in God's Word. We let God's Word take some time on us. I know how we need that, no doubt about that. And today, my friend, we are in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. And then we finish our reading in Psalm 25, verse 9. Well, when Jesus came to earth, he gave up his rights as God. Why did he do this? Let's read and find out from Philippians chapter 2. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from his love? Any fellowship in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you. And now that I am away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and power to do what pleases Him. Do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Wow. Jesus came to serve God and people, not to be served by them. Even though he is God, he humbled himself and became a servant. Christians should follow Jesus' example. We need to have a humble attitude like his. We shouldn't think too highly of ourselves. Instead, we should see ourselves as God's servants and be willing to do what he asks. This is what Psalm 25, verse 9 says. The Lord leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. Well, hey, we've done it again. We've spent some time in God's Word. And I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let his joy be our strength. And let's remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. Alrighty, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.